Welcome to the program. We start our third and final hour every single day, Monday through Friday, 3 hours live in SoCal. I am Jim Rohman. I'm coming to you from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Whether you want to buy a home or refinance your current home, Rocket can. All right, so hour number three is open with the exception of this segment. Telephone number is toll-free, 1-800-636-8686. That is because this segment belongs to this guest. We are joined by a linebacker for the Baltimore Ravens, coming off a season, a career season. 98 tackles, a career-high 10 tackles for a loss. He had a couple of sacks. He had a forced fumble. He had a fumble recovery last season. Third in the AP Defensive Rookie of the Year voting back in 2020. He was a national champion at LSU. He was the 28th pick overall back in 2020. They open up against New York on September 11th. It's a CBS game, and he is going to host Patrick Queen's Level Up Camp on Saturday, which we will get into. We are joined by Patrick Queen. Patrick, what's going on? Good to have you. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. Appreciate you for having me.
It's good to have you. So listen, let me ask you about the offseason, because it's your first real offseason since before your second season was impacted by COVID. Like, so it's the first legit offseason. What's it been like, and how did you approach it?
It's been better. Just actually able to, like, being going through two seasons and seeing how the best handle their off season, and just knowing where I want my body at, when I want to be at that point, and just, you know, actually being able to work out places and work out with people and have a group of people with you and stuff. So it's definitely been different, and just being able to just, like, you know, travel. So it's been good.
All right. So listen, one of the key things here, you just said it, I've been able to work out different places, different people. I bring that up because I know you've done some fishing in the off season. Follow me on this. There's a reason I'm going to bring this up. First of all, how's that been going? What are you catching, and how pleased are you with the results?
Largemouth down in Louisiana, just been fishing largemouth. It's been pretty successful. It started off a little slow, and then the weather we've been getting has been crazy. It's been raining a day, no rain the next day, raining a day. So it's been on and off, but when they're on, they're on. So I'm very pleased with it.
Patrick Queen joining us. All right, the reason I bring that up is because somebody hit you with this tweet. Quote, kind of sad, an NFL linebacker favorite thing to do is fish and sleep. SMH. Never see training vids or football. Never. End of quote. I got to ask you, man, what's your reaction when you see a tweet like that? Like, how weird is it that if you don't post training videos, people assume that you are not training?
It's crazy. I really don't always reply to people. Sometimes I do every now and then, just to spark up a little conversation or whatever. But it's crazy, because, like, the reason why I don't post workouts or post nothing that I do is because, like, I really don't have to. Like, I do that every day of my life. I always did it every day of my life growing up. So there's no need for me to post it like I used to. So just now everything you see with social media is not posting workouts or anything, unless it's like an endorsement deal. Everything you see now is how people live their lives outside of the sport that they play. So.
All right, so I like that. I respect that. Like, people, there are a lot of people that, like you said, there are endorsement deals, or they want you to know that they're getting their lift in. How do you approach it then overall with social media? Like, do you do it because you like it and it's fun? Do you do it like it's part of the job? How are you approaching the social media aspect of your life?
I'm not head over heels about it, but at the same time, I do enjoy it. Like, I'm not just going to sit on it all day or anything. It's just, you know, if I have time for it, I'll do it and stuff. And basically, with the endorsement thing, like, everybody, you know, that plays football really got endorsements and stuff. So when you're doing those deals, it'd be like, I don't like doing this, or I like doing this, and you could, you know, vary what you want to do when those deals come. So, like, for instance, like, I like to post fishing, so I might get a fishing endorsement or something, and I could post that all day, which why people would probably take that look at it.
I like that, man. It's because you got a passion for that, of course. Patrick Queen joining us. All right, so you've done a lot of self-scouting since the season ended. I know this. What did you take away from studying film of yourself? What did you see that you liked, and what did you see that you wanted to improve upon?
It's just everything that I've been looking at was small things. Just maybe when I'm going to second lineman, using one hand instead of two and keeping them off of me, or just when I'm going in for a tackle, one more step would help, or just maybe being a step over and in a gap might help me make a play on a pass. Once I drop, I'll be a step close to a pick. So it's just, everything's as small. There's nothing really major in my game that I got to clean up. It's all small things that lead to major things.
Talking to Patrick Queen. So, you know, talking to countless Ravens over the years, I know that there's a certain kind of Raven way or a Raven mentality, and that's that you're going to come battle no matter what, no matter who's on the field or what. But you were one of four offensive or defensive starters in a season opener who played all 17 games last year. That team was busted up, really banged up. There were a lot of guys dealing with a lot of different injuries. What was it like to go through that season last year and see so many guys go down?
Yeah, it's crazy because, you know, usually in college you see teams like that get a lot of players hurt, but never in the league. And just to see all that last year and just knowing that we were so close, we were 8-3 at one point, and then we lost 6 in a row. So just knowing that we were that close to being a playoff team, then with all those losses, we were still having a chance of making the playoffs. So that just gives you a look at if our team is healthy. And, there's always a lot of ifs, ands, and buts, but that's an extreme if. And I think everybody knows that. They just don't want to get us the credit for that.
Hey, listen, I mean, there's this, like, this next man up mentality, right? But you've said it yourself. There's only one Marcus Peters. There's only one Marlon Humphrey. How difficult is it to next man up guys like that?
Correct. And, like, that's, like, not taking away nothing from the other guys. Like, they go out there, they ball, they do their thing. But it's just different. Like, that's a generational talent. Marcus Peters and Marlon, generational talent that you will never find again. Like I said, both of those are very good players, but both of them are very different players. So that's what I mean by, like, you can't replace those guys. Like, Marlon is an aggressive guy. Marcus is, like, a scheming guy. So just missing those two guys was a big key that we missed last year. But hopefully getting those guys back this year healthy early on will be an extreme plus for us.
We're talking to Patrick Queen. So looking around the league, when I talk to guys, it's kind of interesting to hear them talk about what they're looking for when the schedule is first dropped. Like, some guys are looking for cold weather games. Other guys are looking to see whether or not they're going to get some primetime games. What do you first look for when you see the new schedule?
I really don't. I don't be looking at it like waiting on it to drop. But when it drops, I'll be excited just to see everybody that is playing. This year, I was excited because I know we go back to New Orleans and get to play the same. So I'm definitely excited for that one and the Tampa game.
All right, that makes sense. What about week 5? You're at home against Cincinnati,
yeah,
and then you close out them, right? Yeah, I was going to say, you close out the regular season at their place. You and Joe Burrow were teammates at LSU. You put up some numbers against you, or he put up some numbers against you guys last year. How are you feeling about seeing him again, and how much are you looking forward to getting some revenge?
I'm excited to see him again. You know, Joe's a fierce competitor, and he got that swag about him that people don't like when you're on the opposite side of the ball of him. So it's definitely a game I'm looking forward to. Definitely a get-back game, definitely. One that we got to come in and be on all fired on all cylinders.
I got to ask you one more thing about social media. It can be a tough place, but one of the best ongoing battles on Twitter is between you and Marlon. You called him out for not liking breakfast. I brought that up to him when he was on the show in February. He doubled down saying that breakfast is, quote, the most overrated meal of all time, and he'd rather just go lunch, lunch, dinner, or dinner, lunch, dinner, and then saying that he could have a burger at 8 a.m. Like, great dude, great player, great teammate, great personality, but what do you make of some of his takes?
The food takes got to go. I would listen to Marlon on a lot of things in life, but food is not one. Like you just said, he don't like breakfast. Like, he says the most overrated thing, and I don't possibly see how a guy of Marlon caliber don't eat breakfast in the morning. Like, how do you go out and play a game if you don't eat breakfast? You got to eat something that's going to fill you up. You can't eat a burger and go play a game. Can't do it. So, I don't know where he get his food taste from. I'm going to just let him have that.
Patrick Queen joining us. He can, man. Apparently he does. He's running on a different kind of fuel. Now, yesterday you tweeted, quote, any toy poodles for sale. Immediately he was coming at you and saying, quote, you might as well get a teddy bear if you're going to get that dog, bro. End of quote. Like, he seems like he's got takes on everything. It, again, great dude, great teammate, great player. But is he now officially the biggest troll on Twitter?
He is. And the crazy part about that, he's going to say no to that, but he has a whole white cat, like, fluffy cat, and then he shaved the cat bald. So Marlon just a weird dude. He's his own individual. Outside of facility, I might not hang out with Marlon no more after those takes. So
he's just a weird dude. We're talking to Patrick Queen. So as long as we're talking about food, you're from Louisiana, of course. What are your thoughts on seafood in Baltimore? How does it measure up?
It's not even close to Louisiana food. Not even close. But there's not horrible. It's not like other places I've been. Wasn't good, but it's definitely not Louisiana food. They just, I don't know, I guess we just take our time with the preparation of our seafood and things that we know how to season very well, and it's just not the same.
I got to say,
I know they got the crab cakes and all, so no disrespect to them on the crab cakes. The crab cakes are actually good. It's just not, I'd rather have like crawfish or something over crab cakes.
Okay, that's actually a very interesting qualification, because the crab cakes obviously are famous and they're great there, but I see what you're saying. Listen, Saturday you're going to host your Level Up camp. Where exactly is the camp going to be, and who is it for?
The camp is going to be in my hometown, where I grew up at, where I played football at Livonia High School. It's going to be this Saturday, starting at 8 a.m. It's for all kids, 7 and older, 7 and up to 18, to be able to come through. 7 and up to 16, I'm sorry, to come through and be able to learn some things and just have fun.
All right, so it's at Livonia High School, and there's going to be nearly 300 kids. What do you want the kids to take away from the experience?
Just to appreciate the small things in life. Like growing up, I didn't have anybody camp that I could go to that was famous. Not even famous, just like somebody that is a professional football player, and just being able to see those guys up close and personal, and just be able to take away some of the things that they're going to show or talk about. So just hopefully, if I could just, you know, impact one kid and have him, you know, think about what we did at that camp every day in his life, I did a good job.
Good for you, man. So if they want to take part or if they want to participate, how do they do so?
You could just go on my bio on Instagram. I have a link in my bio. You could go to the link, sign up, and, you know, we'll take care of everything from there.
Perfect. Linebacker for the Baltimore Ravens. He is hosting the Patrick Queen Level Up Camp in Livonia, Louisiana on Saturday. Patrick, good to have you on the show. Have a great weekend. Thanks for doing that. And it's nice to have you back. Appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you very much. 1-800-636-8686 is your telephone number. All right. So, resetting very quickly, I do want to get into the Lakers. I want to talk about what happened in Boston last night. I do want to talk about the NHL action last night. Western Conference Finals getting underway tonight. Phone lines are open. I would love to give somebody a golden ticket. Matt in AK tweets, Jim, do you have options for what goes in the wooden omelet? Is it like Subway where you can choose, or do you get what the woodman gives you? Another great question. You know, there were options, come to think of it. I was going to say I don't remember, but there were options. The woodman's not playing. You don't understand about this guy. You do not understand about this guy. Woodman's kind of guy. All right, so imagine we live in the same neighborhood, and he lives on the other side of the street. And he's got this like crazy dock, a beautiful dock. And we all live around a lake, but he's on the other side. And it kind of got back to me that, see, this property that we bought, the story behind the property is this, and I'm not in any way trying to flex. I'm just trying to tell you the kind of gravitas that the woodman has. You know, how big of a stick this guy's got. The property that we have was kind of a prized piece of land in terms of the lot itself. The house itself, I don't know how to say this, because the people who had the house obviously had deep and great memories of that home. It was disgusting. So we knocked it to the ground and we built this house. Now, you may or may not like the house that we built on this property, but it was the property. It was the land. The story behind this, my guy Matt Coleman's like a genius on real estate. And he says to me, hey, listen, there's this piece of property. No pressure. I know you've been looking around, but I have the property. If you want it, you can have it. If not, I'm just going to buy it myself. I'm like, I'll take it. So we build this property, and all the surrounding neighbors are like, holy crap. That property was for sale. We love that property. We should have done it. Like, Woody's one of those guys that if I were to go, hey, Woody, you want to do a deal? Because, like, Woody knows the property. Woody'd stroke a check right there on the spot, man. I'm telling you, I don't mess with this guy at all. I don't mess with him on any level. Woody's probably walking around with enough money to buy me out of that house in his back pocket. So, hell yes, I had choices for the wooden omelet. It probably was like Subway. A bunch of these beautiful little wooden tins, little sausage there, little bacon there, little onions in that one, little cheese in that one. What do you want, Rome? Hey, Woodman, I'll take a little sausage, take a little bacon. Onion would be good. You want a pork chop? No, thank you. You're getting one anyway. Well, and by the way, that house, That's mine now, too. Yes, sir. You can come visit whenever you want. What are you doing with your house, Woody? Well, I'm going to keep that, too. So you're going to have a house on both sides of the street. You know it. It's incredible to me that a neighbor of mine in Eagle River, where I spend 4 weeks a year, is a topic on this show right now. I can't wait to do my first Instagram Live with the Woodman. I've never done an Instagram Live myself. I'm waiting. Because it's going to be me and the Woodman. And then I would say nothing ever lives up to the hype, but I think he will. In fact, I know he will. The only question is, where do we do it from? My house or his house? My dock or his kitchen? My house or any of the 30 businesses that he owns around Eagle River? I don't know. At the Boomer 18 tweets, Rome, now I am excited for your vacation so you can come back and tell us how Mr. Woody steps up his game. You know what? I'm not going to come back and tell you. We will broadcast live via Instagram or any other platform. I can't hold that. I can't keep that. I can't save that. We're going live with that. Stephen Palm Springs, Snagger, you should have Woody on your podcast. Which one? Both. All of them. Daily Jungle, JR Podcast, Reinvention Project. Hell, by the way, Woody should have his own damn podcast. I shouldn't have him on mine. I could only hope to be a guest on his. If I could get on. I'd have to pitch my way on. You don't understand about this guy. I'm going to say it one more time. I am not going to tolerate any Woody slander on this show. You should be lucky enough to know this guy. Keep his name out your mouth. There's not going to be any Woody slander. All right, still ahead. I can't hold on to it much longer. Let's talk about the Lakers and what they're doing for a head coach, because last check, they still do not have a head coach. One of the reasons for that, I don't think any of their prospective candidates have the right answer to the most important question. If they heard what they were looking for, they'd have a head coach. But they don't. That's coming up when we come back. Keep your car looking its absolute best year-round with 303 cleaners and protectants. 303's revolutionary graphene nanospray coating gives you professional protection in a simple-to-use spray formula. It'll keep your car's paint protected for up to 12 months and give an insane level of depth and gloss. You can also use their brand-new 303 graphene detailer to boost protection, slickness, and shine throughout the year. It can even be used for quick cleanups of light dust and fingerprints in between washes. For a 1-2 punch to keep your car looking its best, look no further than 303's line of graphene products, 303 graphene nanospray coating to protect, and 303 graphene detailer to boost protection, slickness, and shine. Both products are available right now at Advance Auto Parts, AutoZone, and select Walmart locations. Visit 303radio.com for more information.
You're listening to The Jim Rome Show.
Once you get it done, Grainger is offering supplies and solutions for every industry, 24/7 support, free access to product specialists, and an experienced staff at over 250 local branches. You want to call or click Grainger.com or stop on by. All right, so quickly, I've been trying to get to this, but I do want to talk about the LA Lakers. They have been without a head coach now for over a month. And from the sounds of it, I'm not sure they are ever going to have a head coach ever again. Because evidently, the brain trust in El Segundo up the way, to the surprise of absolutely nobody, is asking prospective candidates to fix the unfixable. No, they are not asking prospective candidates to fix Space Jam 2. LeBron already burned that franchise to the ground. There is no fixing or rebuilding that. That's like down to the core mineral. You can't rebuild that. You can't fix that. That would be the most impossible task ever. However, the one that they are asking for is pretty damn close. The Lakers reportedly are asking prospective coaching candidates to, wait for this, wait a little longer. They're asking prospective coaching candidates how they plan to use or how they would use Russell Westbrook. Like on the court. Like how they would use him. Okay. According to Sam Amick, my man wrote a piece for The Athletic, and the Laker brass is literally looking people dead in the eye and asking that very question. Literally. Like, how would you use Russell Westbrook? Sam wrote, quote, despite the widely held belief that the Lakers would find a way to trade Westbrook before the start of next season, sources say their coaching candidates have been asked to discuss how they would use him in their system during interviews. The takeaway for candidates, it seems, is that maximizing Westbrook's presence after his disastrous 2021-2022 season is considered an important part of this job. End of quote. Okay. I mean, how many of these cats who have been interviewed got to that part of the interview and were asked, hey, and by the way, how would you use Russell Westbrook? How many of them just went Garrett Cole with their answer when asked that question?
Have you ever used spider attack while pitching?
Hold on, Alvy. Take out that first part and let me phrase the question. Like they're going along, candidate, question. Hey, how about this? How would you use Russell Westbrook?
I don't know how to answer that, to be honest.
Let me tell you something. You want to talk about the definition of a blind side, if there ever was one. You mean other than sitting him on the bench? Wait, you want me to have him on the court playing with the other guys on the team? I mean, for real, can you imagine these candidates coming home after the interview and explaining to their significant others what they were asked to do? Like, guaranteed, they think it's a big deal, right? Going in to interview for the Laker job. They come home. Their significant other's like, hey, how'd it go? Oh, you will not believe where they took that interview. You will not believe what they asked me. You will not believe where they went. Wait, what? What happened? I don't even know if I can talk about it. No, what happened? What did they ask you? All right, you want to know? Yes. What did they ask you? They asked me how I can use Westbrook.
Westbrook.
I mean, I wonder if any of these dudes just MJ'd that question and got up and walked out right there on the spot. I would. I mean, why stop there? Why don't you ask them how they can achieve world peace while you're at it, Laker brass? How do we best combat climate change? Hey, and Laker fan, if the team is asking that question, you know what that means, right? That means they're stuck with Westbrook for another year. What makes me think so, you ask? One, they're asking all their candidates, what would you do with him? How would you use him? And I'll give you 47 million other reasons why they're stuck with Westbrook another year. Now, would they like to move him? Hell yes, they would like to move him. Have they tried to move him? Hell yes, they've tried to move him. But I'm pretty sure that no team is going to take on that $47 million contract without getting some additional compensation, something your team does not have. Hence, they're asking prospective coaching candidates what they would do with Dub Brick. As if any of the people they were talking to would have an answer to that question. I mean, in effect, they're already saying, we don't know. We don't know. What would you do? That's why you're here. We don't know the answer to that. Actually, I have a question of my own. Which one of Jeannie Buss's 15 BFFs came up with that question? Philip? Irv? Lowe? The Rambi? Clutch Sports? Better yet, instead of asking prospective coaches, why aren't they asking Le GM and Street Clothes? Why aren't they asking them the question? They're the ones that brought him in. And believe me, Le GM's got time. He's not making movies that make my kids vomit. He's just answering Twitter Q&As about playing longer, joking with that nerd, TB45, and talking about how he wants to play with Bronny. He's got time. So the list of candidates reportedly include, according to Sam Amick's report, and if Sam says so, I know it's true, they include Kenny Atkinson, Adrian Griffin, Mark Jackson.
A hero is more than a sandwich.
The hero is more than a sandwich. Never mind what do you do with Westbrook. I would give Jax that job based on that line again. Or alone. Darvin Ham's getting a lot of run. You know, this is a big Terry Stotts house.
I would
love to know how Tara answered that question.
Terry
Stotts is a good coach. But even he is not a good enough coach to have a good answer to that question. I wonder if Terry embraced his inner HBO Winning Time angry logo when asked about how to use Westbrook and launched a Larry O through the office door and just started cussing at everybody. That's a joke. Real logo. Relax. Don't take me to the Supreme Court. Maybe they should hire the angry logo actor dude as their next coach. I mean, they're not going to win no matter who's coaching that team. We might as well make the upcoming season as entertaining as possible. And believe me, that dude's the best. I mean, come on, Lakers. Do better. At least ask questions that are relevant. At least ask questions that there are legitimate answers to. Like, if we lose Malik Monk, who are we going to use as our social media fall guy? And it can't be the stars who brought us Westbrook in Le GM or Street Clothes. They're not having that. That will not go well with them. They're too sensitive. Instead of wasting all this time crying about Winning Time, which is a great show, maybe spend a little more time worrying about the worst show, the current Lake show. And if you do somehow find somebody who can successfully answer the question of how to use Westbrook, immediately put them on how to split the atom, end world hunger, solve California's drought issues, lower gas prices, kill all the roaches in my studio, figure out my studio thermostat. Oh, and most importantly, come up with a pill for people who wrestle with somebody who attained the HIV. That's not mine. That's Mark in Chicago's. And in no way do I endorse or condone that sort of imbecility.
Or maybe it's for that pill. You know that pill that people take before they wrestle with someone who's attained the HIV? I mean, what kind of drug is that anyway?
That's not a good call. No.
You don't like that call.
I don't like that call. Not a very good call.
I mean, that dude called this show and just delivered that with a straight face. Anyway. How would you use Westbrook? Maybe that's why they still don't have a coach. Because nobody can answer the question. Hey, no rush, no hurry. The lottery was last night. I know you were not a part of it. Because you have no draft capital. Because you mortgaged your whole future. And didn't even make the playing game last season. But you do need a coach. Unless Le GM's going to do it himself. You know what's going to happen. They're going to wait. And Rambi is going to show up on the bench. What a disaster. When we come back. I mean, literally, how would you answer that question? How would you use Westbrook? All right, now this guy's got a good point. Stucknut tweets. what would Ricky in Tampa do with Westbrook? I don't know that he'd have the right answer, but he would have an answer.
Sir, in all honesty, it was ridiculous.
Ricky, seriously, what would you do with Westbrook?
Totally ridiculous, Rome.
You know he's not going to accept a role. You know, certain guys do not accept roles. Like, AI was never going to accept that role at the end of his career. He was not going to reinvent himself. He was not coming off the bench. Westbrook's not accepting a role like that.
Westbrook.
He's ball dominant. He's not going to just blend in, fit in, come off the bench. Ricky, seriously, what would you do with Westbrook?
Kind of ridiculous.
It was ridiculous that they brought him in and thought it would work. But now they're stuck with him. There are 47 million reasons why they're stuck with him. The only way you get rid of this guy is by including compensation, but they don't have it. They gave it all up to get him. That's what's kind of ridiculous, Rick.
Totally ridiculous, Rome.
Poor Rick, man. Ricky would finally get an NBA interview. One that is so long overdue.
Finally.
And what do they hit him with? That. Hey, Ricky. Nice to have you here. Yeah, well, thank you for having me. It's about time. What would you do with Westbrook?
Westbrook.
I'm out of here.
Kind of ridiculous.
When we come back, I want to remind you, okay, how about an ATP? That'd be cool. Ask me anything you want. Ask the pros. The ATP. It is a Wednesday staple. Much like the beef segment is a Wednesday staple. Much like Woody in Eagle River has become a staple on this show. Amazing. I've seen a lot of crazy things on this show. But the fact that a neighbor that I barely know is now a character on this show is incredible. You've never seen him. You've never met him. You don't know what he looks like. You've never heard his voice. What an icon. Dr. Myron Roll. Boy, when you talk about one of one, I don't know anybody like this. You know why? I don't know anybody personally who's an actual brain surgeon, much less an athlete that I used to interview in college who then went on to the NFL. Oh, and by the way, a brief stop as a Rhodes Scholar. That guy. He is a neurologist and a brain surgeon and my guest. He's the author of a brand new book. It's episode 222 of the Jim Rome Podcast. We will push it out after the program. First up, here is your sports update. Here is Rich Ackerman. All right, so do this. Hit me with the ATPs right now. Just do a little Q&A, a little rapid fire. Hit me up. It's brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. We do it multiple times a week. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. All right, Mr. Rome, on the topic of breakfast, please rank pancakes, French toast, or waffles. Respectfully, Edward Marino from San Diego. Wow, dude.
Oh my God, the quarterback is toast.
Is French toast. You know, I'm about all three, but I usually do none of the above. I have the same breakfast every single morning during the week. The perfect bar. I got that idea from Cindy, our makeup stylist. That is my breakfast every single morning here, along with my AG1. On the weekends, I try to skip. I try to intermittently fast. So I can't give you a choice of those three. I like them all, but I do none of them. Ryan in Sacktown, do you have charcoal, gas, or wood pellet barbecue to grill the fams, New York's fillets, and occasional ribeyes? Rhino out. Hashtag ATP. Gas? Got a gas grill? It's good having the kid home. Jake Rome is home. And because Jake Rome is used to college things, now he understands the finer things. He grilled for me last night. I like that. Like Logan Rome, pardon my grammar, Logan Rome ain't offering that up. He'll do it if I tell him to do it. Jake Rome's like, I got this, Pop. I know you got a Zoom call. So we gas. We go straight gas in the backyard, built in. It's nice. It's fun. Good to have the college kid home. He helps out. Yimmy, what is the origin of Below Not Good? Sound drop. Patrick, that is Charlie Casserly, Patrick.
Leadership, not good. Okay, study habits, not good. The board work, below not good.
That was him crushing Kyler Murray before the draft. Like, Charlie, what are your thoughts on Kyler Murray?
Leadership, not good. Okay, study habits, not good. The board work, below not good.
Jimmo's, if you did get another Peloton for the fam, what room would you put it in? Brent in PC, great question. Janet's office. I have an office. The configuration of this house is a little bit unusual. We have rooms outside the main house. So I've got the Tower of Hate, the Tower of Power, which I go into every single night. That's where my Peloton is. Dodger Jano has a room that she converted into her office. I would put it in her office. Pillow snags. How long before the Big Head's Cat Wash becomes a show sponsor? Will he get to do his own reads? Could be entertaining. Brad in the 360. Cycling degenerate. Dude, that would be, right? Do you know why that would be so entertaining? Because he can't read. Literally. Like, he's functional illiterate. I'm not sure he can read or write. In terms of when will that become a reality? Never. He's a cheap bastard. He will never spend the money. You know why? The guy pirates pay-per-views as part of his job. You think he's going to pay money to buy ad time on this show? No, he's smarter than that. He knows he's going to get free advertising from me. That'll never happen. Will in Erie writes, how does Alvy hit the sound drop so quickly? Example, he hit the Terry sound within a second of you talking about a completely different Terry. Is there a delay? Is he a magic gnome? What's going on? There is not a delay. It's not magic. Actually, it is. He is a magic gnome. That is the answer. The thing is, we've done this a long, long time. Alvin has this thing, this sense that it's impossible to describe. I don't think even he can explain it. He's a magic gnome. I don't know. He kind of knows what I'm thinking, where I'm going. But even at times, it does surprise me. Like, damn, Alvin. How did you do that? Dude, I'm a magic gnome. You know that. Terry? Johnny in Texas. Jim, when you decide to retire, will you and Dodger Jano's plan include a foreign retirement home? If by foreign you mean northern Wisconsin? Yeah, no, I don't think. In fact, I can't get her to leave the area. We've already talked about this. Because, you know, we're going to be empty nesters soon enough. So we were getting into this the other day. Boy, there are going to be some really upset people who hear this. Hopefully none of our friends listen. I said to Dodger Jano, you know what? And it's become a topic because Logan is a junior in high school. Jake is 21, who's entering his senior year of college. We can downsize. We don't need to be where we are. The reason we are where we are is because that's where we chose to raise our kids. That's where there are amazing public schools. I'm like, you know, not only can we downsize, but we can try something different. We can move closer to the water. She's like, no. All our friends are here. I'm like, all your friends are here. Let's move down the street. That didn't go well. Yeah, exactly. And now that I've said it, that's not going to go well for me. James Kelly, move to Colorado, come gamble, he says. Dude, they're going to pass it here in California. I'm not going to have to leave California to gamble. It's on the ballot in November. We're going to get gambling here, Head. You know we are. Let's go to the phones before I make it worse for myself. Let's go to Harrisburg, Jason. Jason, what's going on?
Hey, what's up, Romy? Earlier in the beef segment, I think it was Amber in Portland had some lame beef. She was poolside in Cabo. Made me think of a beef I have. That's when you get on a bird, fly all the way down to Cabo, you walk out of the hotel room down to the pool to check out all the hotties, and laying there in all of her unkempt, hairy glory is Portland woman just sprawled out on the lounge chair. Hey, Amber, mixing a razor. I'm out.
All right, so what that guy's doing, that guy is playing off of the very famous Portland woman blast, and nothing will ever be as good as the original, as problematic as it was, but somebody did actually make this call back in the day, quote, with reference to Portland woman.
Well, you know what? We got this phenomenon up here in Oregon, and I call it Portland woman. Portland woman, she doesn't shave, she doesn't clean up. They put her on TV. Turn on any Portland channel with the local show. You'll find Portland woman showing off her stuff. Gray hair, no makeup, all the wrinkles to boot, and the clothing is something else. You can see the stain. So, anyways, to Portland woman, please, please, do us all a favor and clean it up. That's all I got, Romy.
So this guy's making it sound like he goes to Cabo and he's poolside, quote, to see all the hotties, and Portland woman is there with a bad attitude and apparently a bad look. Come on now. Clean it up, clones. For the ones who get it done, Grainger is offering supplies and solutions for every industry, 24/7 support, free access to product specialists, and an experienced staff at over 250 local branches. Call or click Grainger.com or stop on by. My thanks to Jamal Mosley, Orlando Magic head coach Patrick Queen, a linebacker for the Ravens. You clones, the XR4 TI et al. See you. We're out.